I feel both delighted, honored, greatly honored, but also enormously humbled by it, because this is a very prestigious award. But I think, you know, it's I'm excited because it's not just about me, but also about what I stand for and what I work for tirelessly of my life. It is that Africa's future is bright, and it's going to get even brighter as we focus on agriculture as a business. And that is what I do as Minister of Agriculture in Nigeria, is turning agriculture into a big-time business that works for millions of our farmers and lifts a lot of people out of poverty.
You beat off some big competition, names like Aliko Dangote, the president of the Dangote Group, Jim Ovia of the Zenith Bank Group, as well as Patrice Motsepe of the South African mining magnate. Were you surprised that they settled on you as, you know, the African person of the year?
Each one of the people that you mentioned are all great people, highly talented, very industrious, and very entrepreneurial Africans. You know, any of them could have won it, and so my kudos goes to every one of them, because I know all of them. But the most important thing here is that I think, you know, we shouldn't really so much celebrate people as much as celebrate what we stand for. For me, the platform is one that celebrates African farmers.
One of the things, Dr. Adesina, you've been applauded for is the introduction of an electronic wallet system. Can you talk us through this system, what it is and how it works?
We decided to launch what is called the electronic wallet scheme, in which government subsidies for seeds and fertilizers were provided as electronic coupons and vouchers on farmers' mobile phones. And that allows us to cut off all the middlemen that were stealing the fertilizers and seeds for decades. And it was an instant success. Last year when we started, we reached 1.5 million farmers directly by the mobile phones to collect their seeds and fertilizers from the private sector. Nigeria, by the way, is the first country, not only in Africa, but in the world, to develop an electronic wallet system for reaching farmers with subsidized farm inputs. Today, India, China, and also Brazil, and several other countries are coming to Nigeria to learn from us. Think about what that means.
Perhaps Nigeria hasn't got the sort of infrastructure that you need to enable as many rural farmers as possible to actually maximize its use. Has that been a challenge for you?
You know, you'll find that rural penetration on mobile phone is still, you know, much, you know, falls way behind that of the urban areas. But then you still have a lot of rural areas that you can get to. So far, we have about almost 40% rural penetration with mobile phones, which is quite significant, but there's still ways to go.
Do you think that agriculture in Nigeria now has gotten to that point where it can effectively compete with oil in order to be sort of a key revenue earner for your country?
Within the last 2 years, we were able to leverage into Nigeria a total commitment of $8 billion of private sector investments in a commitment into the sector. And as we speak, $4 billion in terms of private sector executed letters of intent are actually being done right now. And that cuts across whether it is, you know, those, you know, making starch plants, a lot of money coming into that.